WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz movie soundtracks were in vogue in France in the second half of the 1950s. Director Jean-Pierre Melville used French jazz musicians on the soundtrack to his 1955 caper film, Bob le Flambeur. And director Roger Vadim commissioned a jazz score for his film No Sun in Venice from John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a reissue of the 1957 soundtrack Miles Davis recorded for director Louis Malle's first feature film.
''57 was a transitional year for Miles Davis. The year before, his quintet had been playing energetic hard bop. The year after, his sextet would edge toward the more leisurely modal jazz he'd play for the next decade. 1956 and 58 were busy years for Davis, during which he made some 15 albums all told. But in 1957, he made just one, Miles Ahead, arranged for orchestra by Gil Evans. He also taped a film soundtrack in Paris for director Louis Malle's Ascenseur pour l'Échafaud, a moody thriller about a man who gets away with one murder only to be wrongly arrested for another. The film was released in England as Lift to the Scaffold, lift meaning elevator. That's a literal translation of the French title. In America, it was released as Frantic, not to be confused with Roman Polanski's recent film. The 1957 movie score is one of Davis's most fascinating and little-known recordings. The complete scoring session has now been issued for the first time on the Fontana label. Miles Davis recorded his music for Louis Malle's film with a band he just used on a short European tour. Expatriate drummer Kenny Clark, Belgian tenor saxophonist Barney Villain, and a French pianist and bassist, René Oertheringer and Pierre Michelot. The music was loosely organized. The players improvised along with excerpts from the film. Davis had sketched out a few themes for himself, but gave his backing crew directions on the spot. For some of these tracks, he simply instructed them to alternate two basic chords. Miles Davis is famous for his radical changes of direction, and Lift to the Scaffold catches him at one of those moments when the wind shifted. Bear with me a minute and I'll explain. When bop was the dominant style in the 1940s, jazz musicians would zigzag their way through complex sequences of chords, progressions as intricate as a rat's maze. By 1960, with the rise of modal jazz, some musicians, Miles Davis included, had swung to the opposite extreme. To oversimplify only a little, it was as if they were now improvising over just one chord. The harmonically simple jams on the movie soundtrack are a missing link between intricate bop and the wide-open modal jazz Miles played a bit later. When Miles Davis recorded this music, he knew it would be edited for inclusion in the film, so it didn't matter that these takes had no formal endings. They just went on until he abruptly cut them off. That sort of open-endedness would become a key problem with modal jazz, which sometimes rambles on without leading anywhere. But this soundtrack music is exceptional, Miles Davis. His playing on the fast pieces is uncommonly fiery, while the slow numbers are exquisitely poignant, anticipating the yearning ballads that later became his specialty. This evocative music may make you eager to see Louis Malle's film, but even with its loose ends, the movie's score stands up beautifully on its own.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence.